Father God, through motherhood and fatherhood, is being released upon each person in this body, whether they be here or they're not. And I hear the angels singing, there's healing, there's healing, there's healing in my wings. Hallelujah. And I the angelical are here even right now. And as they're waving their wings, there's healing that's going on. My wife Sandra talked about a lady, her name was Betty Malls, and many years ago, she had went through a terrible, terrible time, literally died, went to heaven, and Jesus asked this question, would you go back? And she had been literally tortured to death by the world that she was around, and she didn't even know where her back was. But she went through this glorious light and she come back to earth. And everything that was in her body, she was pronounced dead 20 minutes before she was pronounced dead. She went to heaven, come back, and she was totally healed. Literally every aspect of her body, she was blind, she had all these things. She was totally healed. I want to say that the God who is called Father God is ready to do anything that he possibly can do for you if you allow him to do it for you. Amen. Come on, all of us kids, which is God, you can do it, man. We pray right now for Lynn and Ed, and maybe that's her condition right now. As I talk with her, that's Lynn, man. And I believe the God of heaven and earth can come. And you know, we lost Lois and Larry up in International Falls. We didn't lose her. She went to glory. We just lost a good friend here on earth. And that was last night at 20 to 8. She went home to be with glory or into glory. And so, you know what? Their gain sometimes is our loss because we have to pick up the pieces. But today, I believe that every person here, let's just take a moment of time and reach out. And if it's for a loved one, if it's for yourself, for your business, if it's for your mental health, whatever it is, let's just take a moment of time. That's who Father God is. Let's just take a moment of time with Father. School season right now. Kids are under pressure. They have to perform. Father, we ask right now for the children. Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. I noticed something today as these young people were worshiping and doing the deal. Moms, they took their place. Sarah took her place up here. I just gonna name names, and I had Jamie here and watching the daughter. Okay, we're standing and we're producing the kingdom of God in young people's lives. And I don't care where you're at and what you're doing, that's really what you're doing, is you're producing things in young people's lives. You know, we're working with Andy and Tirsa at Elevate and the prayer house, working in the realms to bring people to their identity and then to bring that identity to fullness. Amen. And so parents, we just love you. Just keeping on, you know, Jen and Chad, I seen them back there. Come on, Brody, you can do the deal. And I'm sure they'll have some teaching after the service at home. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Elaine, we dedicate this service to you because you're the youngest one here in the service here. Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Well, we have an opportunity. God bless you today. Man, what a great looking crowd here, man. Just, I mean, what a great privilege. We're going to receive our morning offering today. Hallelujah. How many picked up a big check? Did you check your mailbox? That's what I'm asking. Mary just gave a testimony. Did you check your mailbox? Hallelujah. Anyone have a testimony of checking their mailbox and being very, very surprised, or you got promoted one way or another? Anyone? Well, when the check comes, make sure that you testify about it, all right? It'll always be good. Hallelujah. Yeah, I picked up, actually, I'm going to testify being no one else's. I picked up a check. I had to call four times, but I was convinced that I needed that check to continue to go on in business, so I was persistent. And when I run into the contractor, I had to jump down in the hole that he was working on, and we were putting this sealer on the side of the wall, and they were trying to stretch it out, so I helped him stretch it out, and we got that stretched out, and then he continued to say, but I said, no, stop. I need to do what I come for, to pick up the check. Hallelujah. You know, we have to be persistent in everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Come on up here. I knew somebody's.
I really had this last week, but I didn't have the time to come up here. Didn't seem right. But we had a big financial need fall on us through one of our kids had a need. So then it comes on mom and dad a lot of times. Yeah. So that's all good. So we had a suggestion. Oh, do we go into debt for this need? No, we don't do that. We don't go into debt for that need. So we prayed about it. And that very day, God provided a driving job for my husband, who has his Class A, to drive sugar beets on the weekend. So we are praising the Lord. Sometimes it's just not the check, but it's the opportunity to go to work. And we got to put our hand to that, and God will bless that. And you know that, Pastor Jake.
I love it. No, that's so good. Hallelujah. You know, Daddy God will do anything that he can do for his children. Amen. And it's really kind of what they call family, they call team, whatever it is. But I appreciate that. And those financial needs are, I know who they are for. Bless them. And God, we release miracles in this place. Why don't we just raise your hand, miracles in this place right now. Miracles, financial miracles, healing miracles. There's not one person that God could not touch in such a significant way that they'd be totally healed in Jesus' name. And family situations right now in Jesus' name. Be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. God bless you in your giving. Hallelujah. Didn't the kids do great in praise and worship? Let's give them a hand. All the kids that were drumming, and it was fantastic. Thanks, kids. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Good to see you, Andy. Bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we have a real special time again. Tom's going to be working with the young people, but Linda and Sarah doing the deal? Bethany, Danny, why don't you come up and explain all this?
Thank you, Jesus. It is a special time this morning. It's a special time because we have a couple of kids graduating this morning. It's graduation time. We recognize our kids when they move from babyhood or toddler section into the children's church, because that's important. When they're in the toddler section, they Lynn and the other teachers talk about Jesus. They give them the basics. And then they pass those basics on to Tom and Jen and to the older kids. So this is a very special time. So I'm going to call my wife up here. Come on up, babe. No, not yet. Not yet. Yes. This is my lovely bride.
Thank you.
And I appreciate her. We'd like the two graduates to come up here this morning. Xander, buddy, will you come here? And Camden, will you come here? Maybe your moms will come along. That way they can lasso you. All right. Camden, come on. Come on over here. Okay, I know that. Babe, you wanna say something?
What's that?
You wanna sing with them?
Oh yes, we do. We're gonna have a song.
What song?
And then we'll turn it over to Bethany. Know what else they're gonna be doing?
Come on over here so they can see you. Can you guys stand right up here? Stand up. Can you stand up? Right here. Right here. One more step. There. There we go. Okay.
Okay, you're fine. Okay. We are singing a song that we always do before we start Sunday school in your area. So, Xander, do you know how, now remember it? My God, about God, how big he is and great he is, you know that? So you got to help me, okay? And my daughter's going to help me. Okay. So.
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big. So strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the valleys are his, the stars in the sky are his too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. For you.
For him.
<Brilliant. laughs> Okay, Bethany, will you come? Come on. Bethany needs your help, so you guys are going to have to help her, okay?
Good job, guys. You sang. I know it gets kind of nervous doing it in front of people, but you did a good job. Okay, so what is this? Do you guys know what this is? Is it the Bible? Right? Right, Xander? Are you shy? Okay, I'm going to read you guys a Bible verse out of Jeremiah 32. O Lord God, you yourself made the heavens and the earth, and your great power, right? That's what you were singing about. Muscles, Camden? Got muscles? Yes. And your great power with power and outstretched arms, nothing is too difficult for you. You show faithful love to thousands. Great and mighty is our God, whose name is the Lord, the one great in counsel and powerful. Xander, do you have muscles?
You got muscles?
Can I see your muscles? Let's see them.
Yeah,
got muscles. That's right. And you you performed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and you still do today. Okay, so I need your guys' help. I need your guys' help with this stuff. What is this? Camden, do you know what this is? Sandra, what is it? Is it a brick? Do you think it's light or is it heavy? It's probably heavy, right? And then what is this? Is it a little stuffed animal? So I need your guys' help with this. I know you guys are strong. You really are strong. You're a little shy, but you guys are very strong. And so there are going to be times when things are too heavy. Xander wants to play drums. When things are too heavy. And that's when we call on mom and dad to help us, right? When things are heavy. So that's what this bucket represents. When things are too heavy and strong, we can't do it by ourselves. So it's Camden, we'll have you start. Can you lift this up? Can you? Oh my goodness. Can you pass it to Xander? Can he try? Wow, is it, can you lift it, Xander? And so that's what it's like in real life. When things are tough and heavy, we have mom or dad to come and help us when things are too heavy for us. And that's kind of what is significant with life. You know, as you guys are graduating from toddlers, and then you're going on to big kids' church, and even into grade school and high school, things are going to get tough, and we can't always have mom and dad help us, right? So we have to call the Holy Spirit to come and help us and to make it strong. Even when you get to be adults like everybody out here, we need the Holy Spirit and we need God to help us, right? And so when he does, he makes things easier for us. So that's what this bucket represents. So no longer are we having to carry stuff like this on our own. It's too heavy. So when we have God come and help us, the things that are in the world and the things that concern us are kind of like this bucket. Camden, can you lift that one? Is it better? Way high? We can. He could do it all by himself, no problems. And if Xander was here, he would do the same thing. So that's what that is. So I want you guys to remember as you go on, always remember that song you guys were singing, My God is so big and so strong, and that Bible verse we read, that you can always turn to God because he is so powerful. I'm very proud of you guys. We're going to miss you, but excited for what's coming up going into Big Kids Church. All right? Congratulations.
Hallelujah. There's quite a team that works back there, and we're proud of everything that they do for the kids. And so, moms and dads, can I get you to come up? Is Xander around? Oh, yes, he is. There we go. Moms, will you come? Hallelujah. Well, we're proud of these guys that they're graduating this morning, okay? They're graduating from toddler church into the new church, into the kids' church, okay? So they no longer have to go back in the back room. But they're going to be with the big kids. So what I'd like to do this morning is I'd like to pray for Xander and Camden. Tom, can I get you to come on up here? Hallelujah. Jenny, will you come up also? And once David gets Xander corralled. Yes, well, you know what? We do need to pray for the parents because that's what's really, really important is that we surround the parents. We surround the parents with our love so that these kids know that they're loved and they're recognized. And we recognize them and we recognize the hard works that the moms and the dads do for their children. Because as parents, we'll do anything for them. So right now, I'm going to pray first and then maybe Pastor Tom will pray for the kids, okay? All right, let's pray. Father God, right now, Right now, I pray for Camden. Father, I'd ask, God, that you would supply every need that this young man has in Jesus. Father, that there is nothing that is too big for Camden to tackle. Father, that in life, there is no weapon that's been formed against him that will prosper. And so, Father, we proclaim right now that he is God's man. Father, that he is for you. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you for Camden. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, and for Xander. Father, we thank you for Xander. We thank you for, God, just the energy that he has. Because, Father, we know that you're going to harness that energy. And, Father, you're going to put it to good work. You're going to put it to good work. And so, Father, we thank you for Xander right now. And that also for Xander, there is no weapon formed against him that will prosper. And Father, we proclaim Christ in him, the hope of glory. And Father, we thank you for Xander now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Tom, will you?
You're going to be a runner for God.
Yeah.
Okay, Pastor Tom, will you pray?
Yes, Father, we thank you so much, Father God. Lord, for the future and the destiny of each child, Father God, you've called. Said, Lord Jesus, for everyone you called, you predestined, you foreknew, and you provided for each and one, Lord Jesus, a plan and a purpose. Father God, I pray for the parents right now, Lord, that it's just not about providing in the natural, but Lord, there is a kingdom for each and every one of these kids that they that will carry them, that they can walk in the authority and the calling of God that's on their life. So as parents are graduating from this place, Lord, I just pray for wisdom as they grow. To Lord, help nurture and guide them, and as a body, Lord, that we would rise up together to help identify the building material, Lord Jesus, that you want to build such a great body and a group of people, Lord, to demonstrate your glory on earth. I thank you for these children. Lord, we loose angels, Lord God, around these kids to watch over them, to keep them, to protect them in life, God. They will have a long life, Lord Jesus, and it will testify of the goodness of God. We declare it and decree it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Good.
Heidi, well, for Xander, you know, you watch him run around here, and you're watching him, but he is strong-willed, and he is very strong, but there is something God's going to use with that he's going to tear down some things. He's going to be one that pulls forward, and he's going to tear and break down walls because he is strong-willed, and he will not settle, and he will go forth, and he will break down things and tear down things. The principalities and powers that over cities and over nations, that kid will break it down because he is strong-willed, and he will go boldly. And that's why he's like that, because God has something with that.
Amen.
Thank you, Jenny. All right, we've got something for the kids this morning. We've got a certificate, and it says Community Church International, Thief River Falls, Certificate of Completion presented to Camden.
Here, Camden.
And it says, this day, September 28th, 2019, says that Camden and Xander have completed Toddlers Church and are ready to move to the next level in God. Congratulations. Thank you, guys. And now, if the toddlers will go back to the toddler room, Linda has some stuff for you back there. And so today you get to celebrate. Okay, this is your last day in Toddlers. So you get to go with Grandma Linda. And the other kid, the other toddlers here that want to go back, they can go back. Okay, we're switching gears.
Hallelujah. You know, the gifts and callings are without repentance. And interesting enough, when the callings of God are on people's lives, especially with young people, they're called to those gifts and callings. And I noticed Sander was drawn to the drums. I remember Jacob when he was growing up. Sandy, you remember, they'd be going, and Jacob didn't care about anything else but to get up and play an instrument, whatever it was. And of course, we had to hold him back, and Jake wanted to play anything that he could play. And I think that we have to understand that sometimes when you see these gifts and callings, and another thing, I salute all of those that work with the kids, whether it be from the daycare, whether it be from children's church, whether it be from whatever we're doing, it's working. And so continue to press into that. And okay, all you people that are going to try to grab Sander for your working force, I already have him, so I already got him. You know, if I don't take him, Sandra will, so that's the deal. So well, God bless the kids, huh? They've done so. Let's give them a hand in Jesus. Well, we have a man of God, a prophet of God, apostle of God, also the pastor of the church. So let's have him come up and let's give him a hand. Tom, God bless you, buddy. Yeah, bless you, man.
Such a big service already. So I'm not going to keep it too long with what's going on. Praise the Lord. You know what? This house, you need to understand this house is a training center, and it's an apostolic resource center. So when you have an apostolic resource center, you have a lot of apostolic attraction of kids. And kids who are apostolically gifted have a lot of attributes, should we say, Sandy? Giftings, callings, a drive, desires, spiritual. You guys, there is so much talent in this church. And we need to be able to recognize the building material. I was talking last week about Lindell Ballinger saying, do we recognize the building material? Do we recognize the gifts and the calling on our kids? Because when we recognize the gifts and the callings in our children, it'll help us raise them up. So we're focusing on what God says, and we focus on, because sometimes, you know what, you focus on your kids, and I don't know if I always see Jesus. You guys. Really? Should I get this? I'm going to get the other mic. So, parents, so we get to have Xander, Jen, and Cammy, Camden. Are we excited? Yes, we are. Because if we recognize gifts and callings, it's not a problem. But if we don't recognize gifts and callings, then we're going to have a situation. Because not everybody falling in line and everything. But I see gifts and callings, so many gifts and callings on these kids. Parents, do you recognize the gifts and callings on your children? I hope you do. Kids, or parents, do you know the prophetic words over your children? Let's do a quiz, Pastor Jake. Let's quiz the parents on the prophetic words given to their children. All right, so I'm going to give you 30 seconds to think about it, and then I want you to say it. What is the prophetic word and promise over your child's life? Are you ready? Who's going to go first? Oh, Sarah's going first as she slaps her child's hand away. Is that? Oh, it's one of your. It's your relative. Go ahead, Sarah. Give me one of them.
One of them?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you got.
Yours was being a teacher or a dancer for God. I remember that. And you. What was it? Being strong. Strong and mighty, right?
He's closing your ears, buddy, huh? Do you think you're strong and mighty? Who here thinks Aiden is strong and mighty? You know what? Aiden is a server in the house. The man is a machine when it comes to working. Yeah, you can keep him close. I'm going to say more good things about you. Yeah, but he is a server, and I've seen it in the house already. When we're doing things, who's carrying the drums and the stuff, Jen, back there? Aiden is amazing when it comes to serving and serving in the house. Okay, I need, who else? Parents, is your heart beating right now? I need to know my word. Who has a heart of gold? Who takes people by the... Who has a heart of gold? Micah. Or Marky, I'm sorry.
Lucas.
Okay, so these kids have learned... Who's the one that's going to take people by the hand? Who's the one that's going to take people to Bristol? Who's taking someone by the hand and grabbing...
Abigail.
Saying the mic
like... Abigail.
That's right, Abigail. Right? Who's a guardian and a protector? Right? A defender of those who are weak. One who's going to come alongside those and defend them for righteous and justice. Who is it? Yes, who is it?
Brody.
Come on, then. So with that comes, what comes with that? Parents, you need to know what comes with that. When you see injustice and you're called to defend those who are, you have a passion for that. And we have some amazing, passionate kids. We really do. You guys are amazing, passionate kids. But if we do not focus, listen, I don't mind focusing on provision because I think that's a big need. But when provision is the object of the warfare, guess what God wants us to focus in? Does he want us to focus on provision? No. He wants us to focus on the promise. And I think sometimes the hardest thing is when you're going through something with kids. Jamie, can you grab one of those tall chairs back there for me? The hardest thing to do when we are in the world is focus on the promise. You're always looking at the situation and the circumstance, and that can be very distracting. You guys never get distracted, do you? No, you never get distracted. Thank you, Jamie. Hey, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
Do you trust me?
No.
Well, this isn't going to work. All right, you're there. Thank you. All right. You trust me? Well, come here then, Abigail. We'll just see how much you trust me. You come sit down here, please. Have a seat. All right, I need a sweatshirt. Could I have a sweatshirt or a shirt of some sort? Do you? Could I use it for a second? All right. You trust me? So,
Abigail,
we're going to find out how much you trust me.
Would you please help me?
We're going to tie up your children.
Can you see?
No.
Good.
Don't worry. You trust me?
All right. So sometimes when we... Okay, good. Sometimes we don't always know an environment or a place, and we don't always see what God sees, okay? So when you look at your children, and sometimes you see the external, you don't see, it's hard to see beyond that and past that. Thank you so much, Marky. Awesome. Okay, Abigail, you ready? I'm going to toss you a basketball, and I want you to catch it. You ready? So how far back should I go? Ready? Count of three. Here it comes. One, two. You guys think I'm actually going to do it? Good. Okay, Abigail, ready? One, two, three. Oh! Oh! Were you scared I was going to hit you in the face? No. You could. Do you think you could have got hit in the face? Do you think I'd hit you in the face? Why?
Ugh.
All right, now stand up. No, on the chair. I want you to stand up on the chair. Why not? You know, you want to stand up on the chair? Okay, who can stand up on the chair for me? Marky? Okay, come on, Marky. Unless you want to do it, you got to do it. Are you sure? Oh, okay, she's getting her upgrade. Upgrade. Thank you, Marky. She's going to go for it. Thank you. Upgrade. Upgrade. Upgrade, okay. All right. What's that? Are you scared? Now, here's the deal. When we can't see around us, sometimes we wonder what's going to happen, right? Are you all right?
All right.
All right, do you trust me? No? It's you know what? The promise, until you obtain the promise, it's an unknown. It's an unknown place. And this church is called to go places we've never gone before. So what are you feeling right now, Abigail? Go ahead and tell me.
Scared.
Are you sure? Maybe it's excitement. You think something bad's going to happen to you? What do you think is going to happen to you?
I fall.
And what's going to happen if you fall?
It hurts.
Okay, so that's what we can think sometimes when there's something that we need in life, right? We can think a bad thing and negative thing, all right? Abigail, I'm not going to let anything happen to you up here, okay? I love you. There's nothing that I would allow to happen to you. Do you trust me?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the voice of the Father. When we're singing that song, He's a good, good Father. Do you think a good, good Father is going to give us something bad? You know, you kids, you know when your dad is around you, right? And you know your dad loves you. Do you think something bad is going to happen to you? You're good. You're good. Okay, Abigail, I want you to lean back. I want you to fall back.
No.
Why? Do you think something bad is going to happen? Are you okay? Do you want it? Do you want to come down? Okay, you come down. Come down. That's okay. She did great. Come on down. Let's give her a hand. All right. It's hard, isn't it? Isn't it hard? You did a great job. Give me a high five. All right. Who wants to try this quick? All right, one more. Come on, hurry up. I didn't call on you. Very good. Oh, boy. Jen, do you want to pick somebody, please? Okay. It's hard to pick, I always feel. Come on, Sebastian, run up here, buddy. Jamie, could you help me or Jake? Just go ahead. Why don't you do... We'll get you up there first. Why don't you get up there, buddy?
Let's see what you're doing now. We're getting...
Okay, put this on. I guess I should have done it first. But... No, there's no boogers on here. Who said boogers? Marky, we don't put boogers on her. Well, maybe. We shouldn't, though. Okay. All right, Sebastian. Sebastian has a call of God on his life. He has not attained everything that God has promised for him, but he's in the process of it. And when you're in the process of something, as many of us are in this house right now, it's a very unsettling thing. But what I feel in the house is that God is wanting to establish not every provision, everything right away. He wants to establish a connection in our hearts that we trust Him beyond our understanding, beyond what we can see. We trust Him by the Spirit and the promises that God has given us, and He's releasing His love. Hey, Sebastian, you ready? Do you trust me? You ready? I want you to lean. David, well, you kind of know what's happening now, don't you? Okay, here you go. I want you to go back. Lean back. All the way. All the way. Go, 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 go! All right. How's that?
It was scary, but...
It's good. How's it? All right. Good job. Oh, my goodness. It's exhilarating, isn't it? And you know what? Serving God is exhilarating and fun. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this, Dominic. There's not one time that I've trusted God when I couldn't see with my natural eyes that He ever let me down. Not one time. I can testify to that. When it comes to the provision of my family, when it comes to my kids and their health and their life, He's never let me down because I trusted Him. I want to share this scripture in Romans 8. This will be the only scripture, so don't worry. Hi. It says this. Romans 8, verse 28. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love Him." Say, all things. Say, I am in all things. Right now, all things. I looked up that word all in the Greek, and it means all. Actually, I didn't look it up in the Greek, but it's probably true. Where's Dave? Dave, is that right? Dave's not with us? Okay. He let me know right away. All things, so I'm in all things right now, who have been called according to His purpose. Listen up, kids. You've been called. Parents, they've been called to a purpose. You gotta keep that focus. I'm telling you, as a parent, when things are going crazy, you cannot forget the purposes that God has called these kids to. Because if you don't find that, you're gonna go crazy. And there are days that I've been driving to the edge, but God only wants us to bring us to the edge because He wants us to throw things off that have nothing to do with His plans and purposes and trust in His process that He's given us. So He's got a purpose.
right? So we're looking according to his purpose. For God, for those God foreknew, say, he knew me. He knows me. God knows me. Very good. For those he foreknew, he also predestined. That means I have a future. Say, I have a future. To be conformed to the image of his son. Say, I am a child of God. That he may be the first one among many brothers and sisters. Come on. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What is he saying? He has a finished work that he's already set before each and every one of our kids. Yes. And I know it, and I know it, and I know it. And the enemy is trying to rob that destiny. Because if your kids know it, he's out of a job. He's out of any place to go. When you know that you know that you know who you are, you know how to stand in every situation. And there's something trying to rob the prophetic word from every child in this house. But I am passionate that they will never forget. I keep bringing it up, and I hope you're sick of it because I'm going to keep doing it. I shouldn't say I hope you're sick of it. That was wrong. Sorry. Thank you. Take it back. What then shall we respond? What are we going to do with this now, okay? So God's given me a calling. He's predestined. He's justified. He's glorified. He's given us everything we need for life. So what are we going to think about this? What do we think about that? If God is for us, who can be against us? So God is on your team. Lucas, you want to come up with me? No, you don't. Come on. Yes, you do. Dom, are you resisting? Don't resist. Okay. Come on. I need a non-resistor. Okay. Non-resistor. Are you resisting me? No, you're with me, right? If Tom is for you, right, and we're taking on the enemy, come on, Lucas, you're just going to play the bad guy for just 1 second. Right? And you know I'm on your team, right? And we're going to push the enemy back from territory, and I'm on your side. Do you think we can push him back?
Yes.
Why?
Because
we're stronger? Mm-hmm. Are we stronger than him? Should we push him back? Come on, ready? You ready? Here we go. We're going to push. The enemy's trying to push, but does he have any chance? No, he doesn't. We keep pushing. Why? Because God is on your side, right? He keeps pushing. He keeps going back. He keeps going back and farther and farther and farther and farther and farther. Right? Who's on your side? Do you know that? Do you know you're predestined? Do they know the call? Do they understand? They're going to grow into it. Don't get me wrong. But if the only thing they know is that God's house is a safe house, in my Father's house, there's a place for me. You know what? In God's kingdom, there's a place for me. He did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, glorious, give us all things? Where in the world do we think that we just get born again and that's it? God has predestined us to walk in his glory and his goodness, and there's such a great plan for them. I got this video. How many of you here have watched the movie WALL-E? Oh, WALL-E? It's 2008, but I think it's a very good movie. I'm going to set it up for you quick. What's the story about WALL-E? Where's WALL-E in the beginning of the movie? Where is he? Marky. Junkyard. Yep, that's right. On Earth, right? And he's a robot with the charge of cleaning up the Earth, right? Where are all the people? What? Where, Sebastian? Where are all the people? The people are in space. Now, are the people supposed to be in space? No! You're not supposed to be in space. Right? They're supposed to be on Earth. They're supposed to be taking care of the Earth. So somebody on the ship, he starts discovering about the Earth and that they belong on the Earth and that they're supposed to be taking care of the Earth. These kids, they belong in the kingdom because why? They're born again. There's a place where they belong and they function and they survive. And they begin to realize that they have gifts and callings in the Spirit that they can be able not just to worship but to minister to everybody, every place around them because they've been called to represent the kingdom on Earth. And when they step into purpose, it's amazing. So this is a sequence in this movie where they begin to realize WALL-E comes and he begins to show the people and unmask that they're like locked in what? There's something in front of them and they can't even see past their own little world, right? And WALL-E begins to open up. You guys want to watch that real quick? We're going to watch him open it up a little bit and just see he begins to show things. Swimming? No. So in this movie, what happens? They end up finding out that there's a home they belong to. And did you see how big they were getting and everything? Because they were in a place where they didn't belong. And you know what? We're discovering gifts and callings, families. If we just stand up with your families, it's our desire that every child, not just and every member of this house, finds gifts and callings because it's about purpose and destiny. You know, part of that movie was that everybody was just so tied up into their screen and their life and their thing around them that they were just distracted. And we're a busy country, to be honest with you. I get very busy. But I don't want to just be busy for no reason. I want to be busy in purpose. So, Father God, right now, every family together, Lord Jesus, Father God, we need to be busy in purpose and in promise. Provision is not a problem in your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Healing is not a problem in your kingdom, Lord Jesus. God, what is your purpose and plans for now on? Not just for the kids, but for adults. For every one of us here, Lord Jesus, that we walk in purpose, Lord God. We know our callings and we know our permission. We know our provision. It's in Jesus. So with every child here, Lord, as parents, as we're praying for our kids right now and their future, Lord God, frustration is only a place where it says, God wants to give you an upgrade. And there can be a lot of frustrations with kids and a lot of frustrations with kids and parents and dynamics. But Father, let us see beyond the moment of frustration. Let's go beyond to the promise of their lives. Let us have deeper discussions with our family members about purpose and destiny. Because I'm telling you right now, unless they get on the road with Christ and find gifts and callings and get into there, Lord, it's going to be really tough to walk. Lord Jesus, I pray right now, Lord God, that there is a refreshing and a renewing, Lord God, to the promises. Lord Jesus, for every person in this house, Lord God, if there's frustrations, Lord, let us not be caught, Lord. You said, Lord God, there'd be tough times, but Lord, it would only lead to a place where there'd be miracles, signs, and wonders. It's where heaven can come in and say, you know what? God, my God is so big. How is my God so big? Because here on earth, hallelujah, heaven can come through me right now and bring peace to the storm. Father God, that miracles can come in finances, not because, Lord, I just need money, because I'm your child and I'm walking in your purpose. Lord, when I have a promise, God, I can face my giant, Lord, because I know my life goes beyond this moment. There are promises in these children that they are going to the nations. There are promises, there are things in your life, songwriters in this room, that your permission is to write the song of the Lord. Your provision is to write the song of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything is met. It's already been predestined, and everything's been set. Lord God, help us submit to that which you've set before us. Some of you are mentors of young men that you need to be starting years ago, but it's not about condemnation. It's where the provision is. Some of you, the mothers and fathers in this house, it's not condemnation. That when we set things in order, we step into that which God's already set and made a way. So God, let our eyes be opened. As we were standing on that chair, I feel like some of us are standing on a chair. And God is saying to let go. And it's like that free fall moment. But you know what, God? You never let us down. And there's a time of letting go so we can really embrace, Lord God, all you are for us in a moment and let go of all that which is just around us. And there's so many of us in that place right now, but God, help us let go and completely trust you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit that says it'll guide us into all truth. Lord God, that you would point us to the way that we always need to go. Lord God, as we know the promises, maybe with the simple question is, what does this mean for me now, Lord? Who do you need to be with me now in this time to partner up with us, Lord God, where it says when God is for us, nothing can be against us. What does that mean for me right now in this moment in my life, for my family, for my life, for my kids? What is it? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the promise, and we thank you for your son who died for us on the cross, that we could even have a moment, but not even just a moment, a lifetime and forever and eternity with you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's a good family church. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be blessed, everybody. What a great service. Hug a neck. Shake a hand. Amen.